You are going to listen to Linda speaking about life in an isolated area of America. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Even after 30 years, people still ask me, how did you end up in Alaska? And because it's a very long and complicated story, I usually respond with just one word, curiosity. The first year I arrived there, in 1985, I had been travelling around the world and heard a lot from other travellers about Alaska and was very interested to see it for myself. So I made my way there and found a job in a tiny community working at a lodge there, a roadside lodge, where the employees were expected to do all the jobs, which included waitressing and cooking, which I had never experienced before. It was such a wonderful summer. I came back the next year and never left. By then, I had met my husband and we were able to buy some property of our own, which is in the most beautiful location. It overlooks a river and there's a mountain range in front of us and a mountain range behind. But of course, when you buy land over there, you buy it unimproved. So we had to do everything ourselves, and the first thing he did was to build the garage. So we lived in the garage for 7 years. We had no electricity, so we used a generator to power the things we needed electricity for. We had an oil stove. We had no telephone at first. We had no running water. So we had to go to a spring a mile away and fill up 5-gallon buckets with water from the spring and haul them home. In the winter, we did this by snowmobile and put the containers on the back of a sled that the snowmobile pulled. We had no bathroom, so we had an outhouse behind the house. And one spring, I was about to go out the back door to the outhouse when I remembered something and went back into the house. A couple of minutes later, I went out the back door. And I saw passing through the woods the shapes of a bear and her babies. Had I gone out to the outhouse the first time, I would have been sitting there with no door when these bears walked straight past me. But thankfully, I was spared that experience.